Mike Clemens.
He just walked in here.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Now, what's up, Mike?
Get it?
What's up, Michael? Are you a big Merle Haggar fan?
Sure, yeah. Okie from Muskogee.
What about Pat Benatar?
Oh, that was Merle Haggar?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, even
good
more
stuff.
So, because Pat Benatar's got more hits you'd like to play. That's the problem when you go with Joan Jett, guys. She had like one hit, so it makes for a long afternoon.
Hey, be nice, Mike.
Everybody's old, though, in relative terms, that from that perspective.
I sent some sound. Did you get that right?
Yeah, yep. We got it all. Good, all right. Good to ask on the radio.
We got it,
though.
But I deleted it by mistake, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
No. All right, so speaking of that sound that Clemens wants to play, first off, Aaron Rodgers talking about the changes that need to be made now that McCarthy's finally out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully moving forward, you know, maybe there's more voices upstairs. A lot of times, you know, Mike had to be out front in a lot of situations, and maybe moving forward, Mark talks more or Brian talks more. We all have our obligations, and most of us in the locker room adhere to those obligations pretty well. But, it's been a different week for sure. Just not having him around.
Yep, different week.
What can we be telling fans what they should be thinking about the quarterback right now? What do you? I mean, because I'll tell you what.
I'm not telling anybody what they should be thinking. They can think for themselves.
He asked you a question.
What I think. Leroy tells you what he thinks. You tell people what you think. People can make up their own minds.
Here's my take on it. He was wide-eyed yesterday. It was like, how did this become? You know, people. He comes off as arrogant and aloof, and I'm telling you, there's times where he's just this. A 17-year-old kid who wants to go home from chess club and be left alone.
Clemens, he just saw Danica in a cowboy outfit the other night. That's why he's wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
No. I'm trying to be sincere and get right to the point about this. Is I think this thing has got really bigger than he thought. I think he knew that this was going to happen. And I'll tell you about Aaron Rodgers. His beef is that the other position players and the whole system is not up to snuff to like the Patriots. We need more free agents. It's the same stuff that Brett said. They spent, those guys, by the way, spent time in Hattiesburg talking about this. And you do have Favre, too, to a second, you know, for a guy that says, I'm 35 now, I've got time for draft and development. The other thing about this guy is he is stubborn. And that's what the new coach is going to have to do, is figure out how to get this guy out of some of his bad habits. We were talking to some of the defensive backs in the Cardinals, John Dodds on Sports Night, and I can't go into detail because it'll take too much time, but the bottom line is this. We're asking about that game and say, what'd you think about some of those, you know, bad balls that Rodgers threw? And that went past those guys. They're like, do you understand what this guy is? I mean, we were setting up defenses. He was playing cat and mouse with us. When you're a secondary guy against Aaron Rodgers, you're shivering in your boots because you think you're exposed, and he already knows what you're going to do and how he's going to beat you. The thing about it is he'll change the cadence twice just to mess with you, to try and get you out of your disguise, out of your position. And so these teams respect his intellect so much that I don't understand why, Leroy, they just don't get back to saying, there's the matchup. There, you know, Devontae's with Peterson, okay, but, you know, we can beat him inside on the slant and we'll clear out the safety. Just go through the priorities. Rodgers spends so much time trying to figure out the defense and who's going to cover who and all that kind of thing. He almost sucks into the secondary into that game as well.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, so what we've learned is Brett Favre is corrupting Aaron Rodgers, and that's why we have the problems that we have.
Enough.
That's what you just told me.
So then Mark Murphy, you know, Mike McCarthy comes in Tuesday after players are gone and, you know, clearing out. Doug Collins is the security guy you see.
Former Bulls head coach, that's where he went at too.
Yeah, you know, when McCarthy would walk off the field, you would see Doug, you know, shorter, bald, little Fu Manchu, a great security guy, studies with the U.S. Secret Service a lot, and, you know, he was always McCarthy's right-hand guy. Now you got him standing over McCarthy as he's clearing out his stuff for security, you know, walking him into the door. He's there Tuesday, meets with the coaches, and then yesterday, you know, after talking this over with coaches in Philbin, he comes and addresses the team. I think it's a perfect thing to do. You know, you talk to veterans like Randall Cobb. What happened in that meeting?
I would say fluidity, just
that's
playing together.
That's the wrong cut, Mandela.
Yeah, play the 1A one.
There you go.
Let me get it.
Yeah, he came in. We gave him a standing ovation. He gave his remarks, and then we gave him another standing ovation on his way out. What stays in that meeting room?
Oh, it'll leak out. Mike, why didn't they give him a standing ovation while he was there?
Because he wasn't motivating these guys, Leroy. I mean, you remember about 6 weeks ago,
yeah.
I played you some Mike McCarthy tape after they beat the Dolphins.
Yep.
And then I played you some Sean McVay tape.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to Mike McCarthy giving out game balls. I know he only had 4 wins this year. But there's all that, those are the things that the players are saying, what is going on here?
Man, these guys don't deserve no game balls. Come on.
They're not very good. You get game ball.
But where was the confidence coming, verbally or otherwise, from this coach? Whatever, everybody knows this guy. This coach knows football inside and out, all the techniques, everything, very organized. A downside of Mike McCarthy is that week going into the Redskins game, that's 3 or 4 games in a row, okay, he reads all that GPS stuff, and he's trying to keep injuries down, so he's trying to use the science and the energy. And he calls off practice on Wednesday. And his reward is they go out to Washington, and Alex Smith puts up 28 points on him in just the first half. I mean, maybe there's times that the damn practices were getting soft. And the first thing you hear that Philbin's doing, after I'm sure Gutekunst and Murphy said, okay, we're going to make you interim coach, what are you going to do to change this? Well, right away, he's got to come up with, well, we'll change some things in practices. We'll go more high tempo here. We'll do more team.
Or they told him what to do.
Or they told him what to do. But this is what they want to see. I mean, this happened 25 years ago when Lindy Infante got blown out, and they brought in Mike Holmgren and said, we're going to practice. We're going to run the plays until they're right. We're not going to work on this stupid fundamental stuff, or we're going to worry about the GPS. We're going to play football. So then you talk to Randall Cobb and say, so, moving forward, you have 4 games. What does your offense need?
I would say fluidity, just playing together. You're making plays. We've had games where we had a lot of explosive games and games where we've had lows and not made the big plays. And I think as a receiver group, that's one of our primary focuses.
Cardinals secondary was impressed by Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They said that kid's could be a factor. So, Winston Moss. I've played clips when Winston was great. Remember he said, Nick Perry hasn't shown me nothing? Remember that?
Yep.
And he's blunt and honest. And then something happened 2 years ago in the spring. Winston came out, and he'd lost a lot of weight, and we asked him, gee, is something going on? Is that a question? I mean, he just became really, really prickly, really hard to deal with when we were questioning him. Then he smoothed out, and the rest of the season he was Winston. He gave us decent evaluations of what was going on with the defense and the linebackers. Started that stuff up again this past spring, and at some point, the beat guys just went to the PR staff and said, you know what, if he doesn't want to talk to us, then he doesn't have to come. And he didn't come. So you asked Mike Pettine about Winston and putting up this tweet about number 12 and the rest of the building has got to be accountable, Lombardi standard, et cetera, and he gets fired on Tuesday night. We asked Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, about Winston Moss.
It bothered me a little bit. It was put out there that, some things about Winston and I not communicating, and I mean, that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, Winston, as we all know, is not the most communicative person. He's on the defensive staff. It's logistically impossible not to have interaction. I mean, anytime I needed to deal with Winston about something, he was always able to, to answer the question and as best he could. And if he didn't have the answer, he'd go get it. So, I know. How some people kind of perceive that from the outside. So, I just know how it was with us, and that certainly wasn't the case.
So, bottom line, against the Falcons, the young players in Green Bay are playing for next year for Green Bay. The older players are playing for free agency, and these coaches are working for their next job.
Every time you come on, Clemens, I get more depressed about this franchise.
No, every single time.
Every time you come on, I get more depressed because all I hear are a bunch of people spewing a bunch of crap that I don't believe. Like every single time, I hear this, Pettine. We with some balls were good, and then he stops talking for 10 seconds,
right,
trying to figure out what the hell he's going to say, and starts talking again. Look, with all due respect, everything according to these people up there, Rodgers, me and McCarthy were best of friends. We talked about dreams and everything else. Okay, so what everybody else is saying is wrong, Aaron. I'm supposed to believe you? Stop. Now I got Pettine up there going, everybody says what they say about Winston Moss, but. Yeah, so this is how I'm going to say it. Just enough. Like, everybody up there says, we're good. There are no issues. If there were no issues, you'd have more than four damn wins at this point. And you have four wins. There's a lot of problems up in Green Bay. Everybody wants to sugarcoat it now and act like everything's fine because they don't want their characters coming under attack. And too bad. Too late. You screwed this up yourselves.
The difference is 2 years ago, Ted, who'd been there and was so loyal to Mike, it just would have gone on and on and on. Yep. And right now, man, you mess up. If you slap a guy in the face, Mac, Jermaine Whitehead, you're gone. If you start missing tackles down in the red zone, Clinton Dix, former first-round pick, you're gone. You know, and this franchise, I mean, you got Eddie Goldman down there in the Bears with three picks and two touchdowns and a dozen tackles, player of the conference for the month of November. He was on the board. And, you know, he's playing the way Clinton Dix was supposed to. I think that even though things are going bang, 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 guys are being taken out, there's a zero tolerance right now. And Murphy and Gutekunst are on the warpath, and they're cleaning house.
Yep, and we'll see how it all turns out, whether or not we go back to the 70s and the 80s or whether or not this goes back to the Mike Holmgren, Ron Wolf era, or if we stay with similar results as the McCarthy era.
One more quick thing. I was with Leroy and those Super Bowl 31 players last Saturday signing autographs, and the love that those fans show with the hats. And you know what I had in the back of my head is anybody coming to a Super Bowl 45 reunion in 10 years?
Yes, they'll come and see Charles Woodson. Yep.
Yeah.
Charles Woodson will always draw no matter what. I promise you.
He has a C. Wood signing.
Yeah, Charles Woodson. John Kuhn will also draw. Yeah. I mean, there are certain guys on that team that people will definitely come back for. Yes.
BJ
Rogers. No doubt. Yeah. And people will come back for Clay Matthews, too. Kevin BJ Green. You bring Kevin Green back out. People will show up for Kevin Green.
I know, man.
There's guys.
That's a wheel in the line for 45 minutes for Leroy. They got the 31 cap, that special New Orleans cap. They're wearing the beads from New Orleans and all that. I mean,
that was amazing.
That was a special week.
Just means Leroy wasn't charging enough. Hey, Mike, thanks for coming on, buddy. Take care. There he is, Mike Clemens, joining us as he's embedded inside Green Bay on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.